So at that event of the rapture, all of the dead saints of all ages are going to be resurrected. They're going to come back to life, right? They're going to be resurrected, brought back to life. And when it comes to the nation of Israel, they are going to be placed in their own land, and they're going to live in that promised land of Israel, and they're going to reign with Christ there for 1,000 years. You say, how do you know that? Well, Jesus told his 12 apostles, he said that in the regeneration, which is another word for the resurrection or coming back to life after the rapture, he said in the regeneration, the 12 apostles would sit on 12 thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. So that means the 12 tribes of Israel from the Old Testament are going to come up out of their graves. They're going to be caught up. They're going to be in heaven with us for a few years. And then when Christ returns at the Battle of Armageddon and sets up his kingdom, the children of Israel are going to live in the promised land. They're going to live in Israel, and they're going to be judged by the 12 apostles, right? One apostle will judge each tribe. Does everybody understand so far? So let's keep going here. It says in verse number 15, the word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, moreover, thou son of man, take thee one stick and write upon it for Judah and for the children of Israel, his companions. Then take another stick and write upon it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel, his companions. And join them one to another into one stick, and they shall become one in thy hand. Now this is a miracle, okay? And this is probably a miracle that you've never heard of because it's kind of an obscure miracle. It's not as dramatic as Jesus walking on the water. But he takes this stick and he writes Judah on one stick. And then he takes another stick and he writes Israel on it, or Ephraim, talking about the northern kingdom. And he takes these two sticks in front of all Israel, right? And he basically puts these two sticks together and they just become one stick in his hand. Now, that's a miracle, obviously. Now, some people probably were skeptical and said, hey, this is a magic trick or whatever. But we know this was a miracle. God miraculously caused two sticks to just merge into one stick. And the thing that he was teaching is that one day, the northern kingdom of Israel and the southern kingdom of Judah are going to be one nation again. Because in the Old Testament, after King Solomon, they split into two kingdoms with Jeroboam and Rehoboam. And they were separate all the time thereafter. They were totally separate. But God is saying that when they come up out of the graves in the end times, and when he brings them up out of their graves and puts them in the land, they're going to be one nation again. All 12 tribes are going to be unified into one country with the 12 apostles reigning over them.